It's small enough that you can call it a gnome or a mole.
So it would be very, very small.
Very, very small.
How about if this hill is very, very large, in fact, you might say it's
a mountain.
Okay. Or in the eastern border of Tennessee, there are
mountains.
Okay. And just one of them would be a
mountain.
What do you call the rocky side of a mountain that just drops off sharp?
You call that a bluff.
Okay. Or another word
a
like
cliff.
Okay. Up in a mountain where the road goes across a low place, you would call it a what?
I imagine that you would call that
or between mountains, I guess you would go down in down.
Down,
and
you would go down in this here gorge. You would go down in the valley, or let's see.
Or I guess you've got two mountains and it looks like a place where someone has just gone through with a saw and it enables people to go through.
Oh, that's a tunnel.
Okay, but it's
that's
place
a cut.
That's
a cut.
Right, looks like a cut in the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another word that's used, like a mountain?
Well, now let's see. Sometimes they use a term as a mountain or a cut. Let's see. Cut in the mountain where the road is cut down and no top to it. Why they just call that a cut in the mountain or something like that.
How about the word pass or gap? Or?
Yeah, gap. Gap would be that's used in a lot of phrases. I'm talking about roads going through the gaps in the mountain.
How about the word not? Is that ever used? Might for that same thing you've been talking about?
Not your place out in the mountain? Or?
Mm-hmm.
That probably do, but I never have heard it used myself.
Okay. What do you call the place where boats are moored and
stuff?
Okay, or another word like that? Or is that that's probably? Yeah.
Well, now let me see. I believe that, you call it a boat dock, or, I believe that in some instances they call them a wharf.
Would that be larger?
Yeah.
What would you call a place where a large amount of water falls a long distance?
That would be a waterfall.
Were there any waterfalls around where you grew up?
Well, there was sometimes up in White Oak Mountain, when I was just a kid raised up in that, where there'd be some small ones in the place, you know, when the water would get up, big heavy rain.
Yeah.
During that period of time, there was waterfalls in those sort of branches that's caused during a heavy rain.
Mm-hmm.
But just it wasn't very common. You know, it wasn't a very common thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a regular waterfall. It'd just be in big torrential rains, you know, and a big quantity of water begins to come down and maybe they'll find where there's been a trail or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they start washing it out.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing you know, you've got